Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing High Hopes. Smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes. High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Edition of the IOS podcast sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Fritzy, what up, pal?
You saw that home run from Schwarber last night.
He was fired up. He was a lot more excited than I expected him to be. Like, he was like getting into it. Like, he was pumped.
Yeah,
tank shot too.
It was tank.
It's like, guys, you know, it's Great Britain, you know, yeah. Act like you've been there before, but that's fine.
It was a 1-1 game in the sixth.
It sure was. They were down 1-0 for a while. It was fun to watch.
I know.
Fun to watch.
I thought they might have been in trouble when Ernie Clement slid into first base for no reason in like the fourth inning. I was like, hey, this is still Great Britain. You know, let's take it down a notch. But Schwarber destroyed that baseball. And it does. It's so interesting watching the U.S. team. Well, first of all, they haven't played very well so far. Like, they've not played good baseball.
Yeah,
well,
they got like a seven. They like just walked in. They basically got seven runs walked in the ninth inning, or six runs, or whatever the hell it was the other night. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was long gone.
I mean, it was a closer game against Brazil than it should have been for a while. It was like late innings. They're like, all right, time to pull away.
Even though they covered.
They somehow. I know. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't cover yesterday, though. They didn't cover against Great Britain. Did ya? Did ya?
Is the team really as good as we thought?
I don't think so.
Not living up to the hype. But Schwarber saying after the game that, you know, that just meant so much more because of what's USA across the chest.
They are really, I
get so jealous, right? You know, watching Dominican Republic, the walk off last night for
Puerto Rico.
And it's just the pure joy and it's just like, they can't do it. they try, like they get into it. I think they care a lot. I do think they care. And Tarek Skubal's quotes after the game about how he's going to try to get back, like shows that I think that there's like real investment here, but they just can't recreate what the other countries can do. It's like, I'm so jealous of what they can do. I mean, all we can do is like hit home runs and like kind of stare it down a little bit and like, you know, get around the bases, but there's no unbridled, you know, joy. But still, it was a good win. And probably the lockiest lock of all locks was that Schwarber home run in that spot.
Oh, yeah. Schwarber's been good so far. You know, it's nice to see he's coming in all just doing. He looks like he hasn't missed a beat. He's just like, yep, this is what I do. I just come in and hit tank shots.
Dude, is he just on that Big Poppy trajectory where his mid-30s are just good?
Oh, clear. I mean, like, I think he's going to be good. Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, his best year of his career was his 32 season, you know? It's not. He just turned 33. It's nuts. I think he's going to be really good. That's why I was fine. And I was good with the contract, the idea of the contract to begin with, because I think he ages well. But, I don't know if he'll do the full-on Big Bobby thing. But, yeah, I don't think the power is going anywhere. That's for sure. No.
How much do you think it kills Bryce? I don't think, like, it has to just kill Bryce, the run that Schwarber's on.
Oh, my God. Yes, of course it does.
Schwarber's
older or something, right? He's 6 months older than Harper. Than Schwarber. 6 months. They're like the same age, essentially.
Yeah, and Schwarber's, you know, Captain America. Everyone like raves about Schwarber.
Second in MVP last year, you know?
They needed him there and stuff like that. Last year, he's 56 home runs. And I do think, you know, as we talk about with Bryce and chasing and why he was trying to do so much, and a lot of people say, well, it's because of protection behind him. I think he really likes Schwarber. I think he has a lot of respect for Schwarber. I think he saw Schwarber doing what he did last year and was like, I want to join the party too. Like, I can carry the team too. And I think that's where you saw him kind of pressing at certain points. And now it's like he hits that bomb last night. And I will say, you know, Bryce has been really into this thing, which is cool. You know, Judge at the home run last night. He put like the king helmet on.
He was getting into it. Yeah. And he's already got his own handshake with Judge and stuff. Like, he is dying to have like Aaron Judge play with him every day. Like, he was just like, but someone like that, you know, it's so funny to watch.
It really
was funny to watch. It was like a combination, like the biggest combination I've ever seen of like, that is so awesome. And that is like kind of sad. And like the same thing in the same, cause like, it was so cool to watch, but it was also, you could tell like Bryce, like it really, like he was so into it, man.
I know. Well, those two seem like they are just bonding beyond control.
It is like a different level of fame. You know, we don't talk about all the time and stuff like that, but like there is, like being Aaron Judge or being Bryce Harper is different than being Kyle Schwarber or, you know, whoever else you want to say. Like, it's like they are like a level up. Like, they are the most famous people in the sport. If you ask, you know, a million people to name a baseball player, Aaron Judge and Bryce Harper and now Shohei, obviously, like those are going to be the names that are said the most. So like, I do get that, you know, sometimes it's even being famous, there's like levels to like kind of how famous you are and thus how many people can truly understand what you go through. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And I think that
and relate to you, you know?
Both those guys have the pressures of being in the big markets. Both haven't got it done, but have been to a World Series.
Yep.
Bryce has more playoff success than Judge. You know, Judge did hit the big home run last year. But, yeah, I mean, it really feels like
they're both lock Hall of Famers. They both retired now, and they're probably still in the Hall of Fame. I mean, like, they're there, you know?
Yeah, well, and it's just funny to watch, you know, like Judge last night is talking to someone. He made sure Bryce came down and talked to him.
I
hope hopefully this doesn't end in a forced trade to the Yankees, but you know,
well, let's put it this way. It's far more likely that Bryce gets traded to the Yankees than Judge gets traded here.
Come on, Judgey. He's talking to Schwarbs and Harper after the game the other night against Brazil. It's time. It's time. It is funny how the Yankees and Phillies are essentially the same team. I mean,
Like 2008, 2009, neither of one since. Like, it's really the similar experience as a fan. Really, it's wild.
Yeah.
Except they didn't have the decade of not making the playoffs. But
sure,
you've had some years. You know what I mean?
overall, the U.S. games have been mostly snooze fests.
I don't think you say mostly. They've been snooze fests. Yeah.
Monday
that
should
Puerto
be
Puerto Rico Panama game was easily the best game awesome. Of the tournament. Summer. That was a really, really fun baseball game.
And then Monday should be good. Skeens versus Mexico. That is something that should be exciting and will be good. And I tell you what, I can't wait for, I hope it happens, but like the Dominican versus the USA in Miami is going to be insane if it happens. Cause I don't think the Japan team has it this year. I think they're still pretty good, but I think this is clearly a collision course between the US team and the Dominican. But yeah, that's that.
I mean, like, I do think that watching the American team is kind of my experience with it, where to compare to like the, you know, watching Puerto Rico or Panama or this or that or whatever, where it's like, it's great baseball. I've had it on my TV all weekend. I've had from start to finish. Like, I was watching Italy play. I was watching, you know, I've just like had it on. I watched Panama and Puerto Rico. Like, I've just had it on the second TV. Like, so I've been into it, having it on. But to your point, it is one of those things where like, I don't, like, emotionally, and I'm watching it, like, I see these like Puerto Rican fans losing their mind. Like, it is the single greatest sporting experience of their lifetime. And like, I just don't have the connection to the tournament in the same way. And even really baseball as a national sport, because like, you know, it hasn't been the Olympics. It has been like, it doesn't feel, you know, you don't have that, like the stakes. It just doesn't feel like the stakes are as high as like, as soon as the pinstripes are put on the red pinstripes, it's like, all right, this life and death, like, this matters so much. Every one of these, it's like, I enjoy it more. And I think maybe in 20 years, I'll be that much more. I've enjoyed it. Like, and the baseball is truly high level. And I think the most important thing is the players, to your point, really do care. Like, these guys care. They're trying, like, they really are. And that I think is the most important thing for this to work. But I'm with you in that, like, I watch the way these other fans and even some of the players on these other teams kind of how into it they are and how much it seems like it matters. And I don't get that either. I mean, the players, like, those guys talk like, I'm wearing the USA on my chest. It matters. And I'm sure it does, but it just, and other than Trevor hitting that home run and going nuts in the dugout, like, it just doesn't feel like it has the same stakes for us. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's so funny. Well, yeah. I mean, what I'll say is this, is that I also think it's early rounds in Houston against two teams that could show up and beat.
Yes.
Like, I don't personally, I didn't get into the U.S. hockey thing until
it was U.S. late. Canada, U.S. U.S. Sweden, whatever. The game, U.S. games Sweden. Yeah.
So I think that, like, that's why I think Monday is going to be really cool, because I think USA Mexico, like, that'll be fun. And then once it gets into the latter portions, I mean, I think it has a chance to get, like, again, the game against Venezuela in 2023 was incredible. Trey at the home.
Oh, totally. And the USA Japan, the Trout Show, I think that was amazing. Like, they've had moments, you know.
Honestly,
for what it is, like, I always think the idea of like just starting up a tournament is like nonsense. It's like there are all these things that have so much history and meaning and memory attached to it and stuff. It's so hard to just be like, all right, we're doing this thing and people are going to care about it because it's the thing. Like, I think it's really hard, and they've gotten people to care. Like, the WBC matters and people care about it, especially like we talk about in these other countries and the way they're into it. And like the teams embrace it, like the Italy espresso thing's hilarious. Like, that's awesome.
That's great.
It's awesome.
Great.
And shout out to Dante. More teams should be doing that. Like I am in on the WBC. I think it's an awesome thing. I just want to like feel the passion a little more. It's my own thing, you know?
And again, I think we will late. My biggest question is, does the Italian people, do they know that there's Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic?
No. They're drinking their own espressos, you know, having, you know, some pasta and a nice piazza, looking at the beautiful, beautiful day that passed them by. And they're like, oh, you think anything's going on out of, you know, in the sports world?
Do we have a team
outside
in any
soccer? I don't think there's anything happening.
There's nothing
right
going
now.
On.
Maybe
nothing
there may be tennis happening. Yeah, but
yeah. So,
and you know what, Jack? You know what? They're probably living a beautiful life.
Oh, they're fine. Walking all over the
place.
Can't
imagine not having baseball for them. It's probably working.
Well, dude, and you mentioned the Puerto Rico fans. the stress on their face.
Oh my
was,
God.
It's unbelievable.
It's
I
like,
loved it.
It's like us in the World Series. It really, it does feel like watching them. It feels like, I said it before, but it really feels like they're watching the most important sporting event of their lives.
Yeah? Dude, the fans in the stand, I know stress. Like I was looking at the Puerto Rico fans and I was like, I know that feeling. I felt that, but it was, like we usually experience it on our couch, you know, it felt like they were all there living in time with it. And then the home run and the emotion, and it was freaking, it was cool, man. It was cool. So like the Trey home run in 23 against Venezuela, that like the reaction to that from the crowd was crazy. But man, I think as the later rounds get going, they'll get more into it. The hitters will get more locked in and we'll see. But you did mention Dante Nor. I'm glad you brought him up. Glad you saw two home runs.
How do we not? Come on.
I don't care if they're both 85 on our meatballs down the middle. He didn't miss them. He lined them
right out, man. Lined them. Boom. He lifted it. Like he lifted that one a little bit.
Well, if you've been listening to this podcast, we have detailed the Dante Nor swing change where he started to look a little bit more like Bellinger, a little bit more upright.
Bellinger. That's it. Like on that one home run, like that looked Bellinger-y. Yeah, I used to do that for sure.
Come on, man. Keep up. But I don't know if you almost welled up, but I did almost well up in the beginning of the USA game. The announcers were resetting what happened in the day, and they're like, "Team Italy wins 8-0 over Brazil. Dante Nor 3-for-3 with two home runs." And I was like, "That's our guy. That is our guy." But no, it's exciting. I think he's going to play his way into being a top 100 prospect this year. The bat's real. I know he's maxed out, but he's got some power in there. He's just a ball player, man. He's just a ball player. I'm looking forward to the Crawford Nori eventual outfield. You know, one day it's not going to be those power proficient, but maybe in right field they could have. Maybe that's where Francisco Renteria plays. Is right
there
field.
You
a big power hitting right fielder. Nori in left. Crawford in center, even though I think Nori might be a better center fielder right now. But who cares? Prospects. It's all that matters.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
So where do we go from there?
Got to talk about Painter?
Yeah, please. I got nothing else. I like, yeah, go ahead.
I feel like the WBC was pretty much exhausting all the baseball takes I had. So yeah, let's roll.
All right. So I want to talk about Painter. And I want to say this. And I don't mean it to sound like super negative, because I don't think it's super negative. But I'm back in the mindset of like, I'll be floored if he has an ERA below four this year. Like I knew that was what the reaction was going to be, but it's going to be a year of learning from him. It just is. It's contact. It is not a ton of swing and miss. It's pretty good feel for off speed pitches. I think he's going to eventually, because I don't know if that fastball, four seam fastball shape is coming back. And I know everyone now has turned into fastball shape experts. I mean, the every single time I tweet about Painter, it's like fastball this, fastball that, blah, 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 blah. Like, I think eventually he's going to turn into more of a sinker guy and then use all of his off speed pitches, at least to get by this year. But I think this year I'm back in the mindset with Andrew Painter where I will be again floored, blown away, thrilled. Like I'm lowering my expectations for him so that if he exceeds them, I'm happy. But I was kind of getting to the point like, hey, maybe he pitches to like, because the way I was talking about him and the way even Thompson was like future superstar, I'm like, all right, maybe we're in like the 3.5 to 3.7 range with Andrew Painter. Like that's what we can get in the year one. And Justin, watching him, it is three scoreless. He hasn't allowed a run yet. I think too many people are poo-pooing what like soft contact and things like that. But also in my head, I'm like, he's not really facing major leaguers right now. I mean, Dalton Varsho, major leaguer, Miles Straw, not a major league caliber bat.
Fringe guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Nathan.
In the speed.
I like Nathan Lucas a lot, but again, he's like a 7-8 hitter on the Blue Jays, even though he batted second a couple times in the playoffs. And I don't think it's nothing that on a 3-1 pitch, it's a fastball count, four-seam fastball. Lucas still didn't really square it up, So I don't want that to sound like super negative, because it's not. It's just where I think we're at with Andrew Painter, because you know, people freaked out about the command yesterday. Four of those balls were the first batter. It was really a 21-9 split with his strike to ball ratio yesterday. But the four seam fastball is still not what it was in 2022, and I do think that matters. I really do think it matters. I don't think he's going to be bad, but I think he's going to pitch like a 4 or 5 this year rather than like a 3, and it's going to be times where he gets shelled during the season and they're going to have to adjust it, like they did with Lizardo last year where they changed some things around. It's going to be a work in progress, but like through two starts I've seen someone who is definitely good major league starter, but I haven't seen star from Andrew Painter.
Yeah, look, I think everyone should have lowered their expectations from the beginning. You know, we said that a ton of times. Like, I mean, to give Topper a little breather, he said future superstar. He corrected himself. And
yeah.
We've said from the beginning, I think, you know, a 4-runner, you should be happy this year. And it's going to be about watching the improvement start to start, watching the changes he makes as he goes, watching how he responds to a bad outing, all that type of stuff. But yeah, I think, look, he's their fifth starter this year. You know, that's what the expectation should be from him from a production standpoint. But for me, my biggest concern with Andrew Painter this year is how people react to him, you know, because I don't think there's going to be anything I see from Andrew Painter this year that's going to be like, I'm fully out on this guy. I just think we've seen so many guys come up and start hot and then get, you know, adjusted to and vice versa and be sent back to the minors. So many greats have been sent back to the minors. If he can come up and hang as the fifth starter, I'll be ecstatic. Like, that's where I'm at.
150 innings, 4 ERA. I mean, like that's a win for him this year. There's just going to be growing pains. Like, he's not generating enough swing and miss as it stands right now. And if he was going against more major league quality lineups and like half the league wasn't at the World Baseball Classic and he's throwing scoreless outings, I would say, okay, good. But I do think he has pitchability. I think he has competitiveness. Like, I think he's not wilting from that. I think he's, He's going to hang in there. But, you know, and it's such a bummer because this is kind of always how it was going to be for Andrew Painter. But when he's labeled untouchable in trades and people start saying, how could you make a play? It's always going to be a work in progress. So, I there's definitely some good. I think the sinker is a really good pitch for him. I think he's going to refine that changeup, and that's going to continue to get better. I was really intrigued by the curveball yesterday, and I think that slider is going to be a good pitch for him. But it's like, and part of the reason why his four-seam shape matters, because I feel like I have to explain that now as everyone is looking at the.
I thought everyone was an expert already. I thought we were just experts out there now.
Yeah. So here's why this matters. Is in 2022, it generated like 20-some% whiff rate. It had an RPMs on it of like 2,500 RPMs. It had good rise to it. And it was a pitch that he could like hunt people with, like hunt batters with. And he could blow it past them and they couldn't really do anything about it. It was one of the like special, it had special fastball traits. And what made him such an intriguing prospect is he had special fastball traits and then feel for like four pitches off of it. That's how you get ascended to the number one pitching prospect in baseball. But where it's at right now is the RPMs are down. It doesn't have the ride that it used to have. Sometimes it has a little bit of cutting action to it. And it doesn't grade out the way that it used to grade out, which was an elite pitch, to where now it's more hittable. And it's one of the fastballs that you kind of have to sneak past hitters. And you have to use the other pitches to set up the fastball so that these guys aren't just smoking it. And that didn't used to be the case with Painter, where he could just let it ride and say, good luck hitting it. They're hitting it now. Now, they haven't totally squared it up, but like Jesus Sanchez yesterday could have hit a home run if the wind wasn't blowing in from right field. And there was that ball to the wall that Crawford made a really, really good play on, which is super encouraging that, hey, maybe if the wind's not blowing left to right or right to left, whatever, that goes out. So, that's basically why the fastball shape matters and how it used to be versus where it's at now. And, you know, not to go super, you know, dorky on it, but it does. I just think it matters.
Well, it clearly matters. I mean, whether dork or not, like enough people have talked about it matter. And you could just, you know, you could see it with the life on the balls. I mean, that's a concern. You know, I said you need him to get that. But I mean, that was what made him truly special. So you got to hope. But also, again, you know, the fact that if it's not back to start the year, I don't think that's a reason to freak out. But I do think that that is something that you want to see return, you know?
Yeah. So we will see. And again, it's two starts early March.
Yes. And, yeah. Again, it's the first two starts. Let's, you know, rein it in.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe June, you know, like we can reassess the situation. But at least through two spring starts, that's kind of where I'm at on old Painter.
All right. Let's do an extended take back.
All right.
Where's yours for a take?
I'm worried about the Aiden back. Like I just.
Oh no! What a fun pod this is. I know. You're like, we're recording on a Sunday. Get ready. We're doing it.
Yeah.
And then this is what you do. I could be hanging out with my family right now.
So could I. But he sent back to Philadelphia yesterday. I guess here's my optimistic sense on the Aiden back thing. So he got sent back to Philly yesterday to get work with the Philly's doctors on it, and I guess hasn't swung a bat in 2 weeks. And my optimistic sense is they know he's not playing Grapefruit League anyway. So what's the point? You know, like we don't need to rush this thing. Let's send him back to Philly. Let's let him work with our doctors and let's just knock this thing out. Let's knock it out as best as we can so that he can have an entirely healthy minor league season. And rather than just like, hey, here, there, get out there. And then maybe flares up again and he's back hurt. Let's just stop, go back to Philly. Philly's doctors, like, they've been really good, at least with health stuff the last couple of years, seemingly. Let's get this thing figured out Let's not rush it. Listen, we can break down the doctor spin rates and stuff like that. You know, the advanced analytics on the Phillies medical staff.
It's good.
Except when Thompson talks about the medical stuff, that's usually when we backfire. Then the guy's on the IL the next day, usually. But I really could use it him being like, yeah, I'm perfectly fine. Let's get out. Topper saying yesterday, his concern level is none. It's probably manager speak. I get it, but he personally doesn't have the best track record with.
He's just got to stop. Enough of this. Like, oh, I'm not concerned about it. Or you guys are still like for thinking this. Or I'm like stop. Like, you know, just be like, we'll see. Give us a few more. We'll see.
Yeah,
you know, give us that a little more. Maybe touch more of that.
Nothing could beat the Rhys Hoskins interview on TV where he's like, he's basically hop, skipping, and jumping back in the clubhouse as he's torn ACL.
That was the all-timer. That was the best one. Saw him walking around back there. Look pretty good.
Look fine.
Okay, so
we'll see. But I would really like for it to go away and we can just have a great Aiden season and we don't need to worry about the back for the rest of his career. And hopefully they can just knock it out. Just knock the back thing out. Don't rob us of a special prospect, please. Come on, baseball gods.
Okay. Rein this in a little bit here. We're going way far here. Here's what I'll say. I too am not like super worried about this or whatever. Could we just quit it with the, you know, could we just quit it?
Just me or Aiden's back?
Aiden's back.
Okay. Yes.
Just quit it.
Let's have a great prospect.
Enough.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Justin Crawford is continuing to look the part in center field. The bat has slowed down a little bit, but at least center field defense wise.
Just like we all thought. You know,
was always going to be a defense first and you know, we're always going to question the bat kind of player. But at least from that standpoint, I think is really important. Great thing I saw over the weekend is Alvarado getting swing and miss again. His first couple of outings, he was like 100, which is great. You know, 95 Alvarado, not that good. 100 Alvarado, much better. But I thought guys were squaring him up a little bit more than I would have liked to see. And then yesterday he was back to just nasty Alvarado. So that was important.
He is, you know. I mean, I think for obvious reasons, the suspension, kind of the frustration, him not being a part of the end of last season, all that. But he is probably the most important guy that we've talked the least about. Like, he is incredibly, like, if the Phillies are going to do anything this year, Jose Alvarado is going to have to be a big part of it. I mean, he is their go-to lefty reliever. Like, he is the guy. You know, I love Tanner Banks big time, but Alvarado is going to pitch in important moments for this team, and they're going to need him.
You got to learn Backus ball. You got to learn Kyle Backus.
Is Kyle Backus going to be the ninth inning for the lefty they go to close out a game? Probably not, right? That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is this.
How many of us have seen Kyle Backus in person pitch? Did you see him when you're down there? I have. I've seen Kyle Backus twirl in person. Live.
I actually think I did see him. I probably wasn't watching. All I'm saying is this.
I'm a Backus man.
Soto's not touching that. Otani's not touching that in the big spot. But yeah, they do need Alvarado back. You know, it's funny. It's funny. They didn't have Wheeler. They didn't have Alvarado. Bader got hurt. Got hurt in game one. Hey, they were right there. They're right there. Did you see the JT quote from when
he's on
the midday show about how the umpire immediately said, did that make you want to die inside a little bit?
It was really cool.
See, nice. In that instance, hear me out. If that happens, like in football, sometimes they pick up the flag, right?
If
it happened immediately, can we say, hold on, timeout?
Yeah, timeout.
He got it wrong. He got it, like, timeout.
He said it. He missed it. He said it.
He's mic'd up.
Right after, can't you just, like, say that? You know, it's a strike. I'm wrong. Like, right away. He knew. Yeah. What are we doing?
You don't need a conviction. Just go back and change it.
I don't want to talk about it. It makes me so mad. I'm so mad.
I did like the Zach
Wheeler had to say with the midday show. I'll tell you that much.
Totally. There's a couple of big things in there. Yeah. One, so apparently he had the thoracic outlet surgery condition that was like the best outcome possible.
Yeah.
So the one that he does not have, the one that Strasburg and Harvey had. He had the one that Merrill Kelly had, and how Merrill Kelly's bounced back by.
Yeah.
And he also said, it's so funny listening to Wheeler because he's almost so carefree. And
yeah. He's so matter of fact when he says things.
And he was trying not to say, I feel exactly the same, but he basically said, yeah. I feel exactly the same. Which is really good. I mean, if Wheeler gets back to being Wheeler.
Every single thing has been perfect. Like every benchmark along the way, every update we've gotten, even when with toppers with you guys, oh, he's actually going to throw a ball. Like every step of the way, it's been the best possible report or update or whatever, whether from the team or from Wheeler himself, every single one, every single time. Dombrowski, from what I understand, he's going to be this. Like it's every single thing, like every single one. It's unbelievable.
Are they about to have three guys in the rotation with an ERA under 3?
Buddy.
Come on, man. That's exciting. But yeah, no, Wheeler seems like he's great. And then. We're not done yet. We're not done yet. I mean, the most important thing he said. So for those of you that may have missed it, you know, Gillio asked him what his future was. And because it seems like it's so set in stone that he's done after the 2017 season. And maybe this has to do with
he told everyone that. Okay.
Sure.
We didn't just infer it or anything. Yes.
Sure. And maybe it has to do with a lockout. Like he doesn't want to go out with it being a lockout and stuff like that. But he said, like, you never know, basically, which is much more exciting than I'm done after 27.
Yeah.
Like I thought that was huge. I mean, listen, if he wants to do the Clemens route, you know, and just come halfway through the season and
David Robertson style, it's all good.
Whatever it takes to make sure Zach Wheeler gets a ring, first of all. Like I want that dude to win a ring in a Phillies uniform almost as much as I want all the guys to win a ring. Like that guy, I think, deserves it in a crazy way. He's been money, but that was really, really exciting stuff from Zach Wheeler. And
it was awesome. Might have been the highlight. I think there was super interesting things to come out of all the interviews we did down there. I think the single best news to come out of any of the interviews was Wheeler feeling awesome and Wheeler maybe staying around longer. Like that was like the best news we could have gotten.
Yeah. Equally as great was when JT said that Duran was working on a splitter or a changeup.
Yes.
So yesterday was a thrilling outing, I would describe it as, for Juan Duran. Because first off, fastball is back over 100. He was only reached 98 his first outing. You know, sound the alarms a little bit, be low down. But did you see the last pitch of the outing?
No.
Did you see it? 88 mile an hour little freaking split change that fell off the table. Come on, man. If you go 98-100, see, and this is what he needed. This is what he needed. And this is why Jonathan Papelbon is freaking cooked here, man, is he needed something to get off that fastball because it is one of the hittable fastballs. It is a hittable 100. Not squared up all the time, but hittable. And if he can go fastball up at 100 and then keep a splitter on the same eye level and let it die, that kind of tunneling with when he drops the knuckle curveball, that is going to be disgusting. 13 out of 17 strikes yesterday as well. A beautiful sight. This, again, I can't tell who I'm more excited for, the bullpen or the rotation. Mm-hmm. Probably still the rotation. I got a little ahead of myself with the bullpen. But, you know, because the rotation is going to be just sick. But having to, it's kind of jarring watching him just be the Phillies closer. Like,
yeah. It's been a while since it was just a set guy and we just felt good about it. Let's roll.
Not that I forgot that Juan Duran was a Philly, but I think I just admired him for so long from afar that he was pitching in Clearwater yesterday. I was like, we have that guy. Yeah. I've been, you know, thirsting over Juan Duran for years.
Literally.
And now he's just here. So that's exciting stuff. And then I guess just the final thing for you here before we head on down the road. Is been really impressed with Adolis Garcia's quality of the bats.
Give it to me.
Break it down. If he has struck out, it's once or maybe twice. But listen, he worked two walks yesterday. Adolis Garcia has been so much different than I thought it was going to be watching Adolis Garcia. Because I thought it was going to be closer to Castellanos, where he's chasing everything and he's, you know, whatever. And he
hasn't 368 OBP. Let's go.
But I was told.
Now
290s.
He's got a lower than that slugging percentage. So that's not great. But
no, he's a singles hitter right now. But, you know,
4-for-16 with four singles. You got to love it.
He's always looking to do damage. I think he's
scored a couple runs. He's playing strong defense out there. This is the guy we wanted.
Get on base, great right fielder, pop a home run every once in a while.
At a birthday, March 2nd. Did you realize that? Yes, also now 33. He joins the 33 club. We have a bunch of 33-year-olds on the team.
They always say that's your prime to win a championship in baseball. Yes. It's 33.
That's true. Did you know his nickname is El Bambi?
It's a good nickname.
It's a great nickname.
It's a good nickname.
Am I cool enough? Can I call him El Bambi? I don't think so.
I don't think we could.
I bet you Tucker could get away calling him.
I'm sure.
Tucker's cool like that. I don't know why, but you know.
He's got the vibe.
I think Tucker could call him El Bambi.
But overall, I do think he does look like a more, I think he's trying to be more hitterish this year. Get on base a little bit more. Maybe take a little bit of the power down to raise the average a little bit. Then the power will come a little bit later as he's working through his a swing mechanic. And Tucker was not.
I actually believe it. You are cool like that, and I am not. You know.
And we knew you'd be locked in, as always.
Tucker's always locked in. What else are they going to do? It's here, you know?
Yeah. But that's pretty much it.
So you're excited about Bambi?
I'm intrigued.
Bambi's starting to, you know, hit a little bit.
Well, listen, Bohm still hit the ball hard. Stott's hitting over, was hitting over 700, you know, until he got robbed on a play up the middle yesterday. There's a lot of good signs out of Phillies camp. A lot of important stuff going on.
Brad Keller closing out a tight, you know, 8-run win over the Great Britain last night, you know, coming in, getting it done.
Did he pitch last night?
Yeah, he pitched tonight. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, it's thrilling. 1-2-3. Boom,
when they went up 7-1 in the seventh, I was like, I'm good. I need to make it through Monday at 8. That's gonna be it. I'm in bed at 9:30 guy now. So
speaking my language, pal.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. So it's a real battle and grind to stay after this. And the thing that I've noticed now with two kids, you're probably out of this stage, but maybe your whole schedule's messed up anyway. So
yeah, my schedule's just the worst. Yeah. But yes. Yeah.
But there's something that I've realized in the last like 6 months is like everything's dad math for me now. So it's like if I stay up till 11.
Oh yeah. I've been doing this forever.
The boys are still getting up at 6. Oh, yeah. I can't be extra tired for them. So like I'm gonna go to bed early. Everything's dad math. Like if Walker falls asleep at 3:30 by accident, that means he's staying up till 10, which means we gotta really lock in, you know? Everything is dad math. Everything at this point is dad math to try to figure out our windows.
Yeah. Zoe is very into hang sessions, she calls it with me, which is basically just me and her hanging out, like watching videos or like me like pretending to like, you know, like we'll do something, we'll go like boom and she'll like drop and like, you know, like we'll do like, she does like judge her dance moves. We've got all these like things that we do, but she's like super into hang sessions. So now like I have to devote time each day to hang. She's like, it'll be like 8 o'clock at night and I'll be like, all right, we got to start right. She's like, but we didn't have our hang sesh today. And it's like, mother, like, what are we doing here? You know? So yeah.
Gotta get the hang sesh. Gotta get that session, buddy.
Yeah. So the timing and the math does start to
dad math.
It creeps up on you, man. You know what I'm saying? Now it's freaking March 8th somehow. What the hell's happening? We are 12 days. Was it? Yeah. All right. No. Hold on.
Not 12 days.
18. We are 18 days away from the opening season. That's nuts.
I know. It's full. Offseason actually flew by.
16. And they might be sitting.
It's 26.
Yes, that was bad math. It's
18. And you should not have asked me. I would have no idea.
I know. See, that's the question I should ask Tucker. That if we really want to get into what Tucker's great at.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this offseason flew by, man. This offseason flew by. We didn't run out of steam. Sometimes you run out of steam in the off-season. We didn't do it.
We could have done, well, this is boring based on what they did, but we didn't.
Not one podcast saying this is boring.
Yeah, we showed up.
Because it's actually an interesting.
I'm here on a freaking Sunday in March. All right, come on. You know, man, you're welcome.
Round of applause for James Seltzer.
Thank you. Round of applause. That's when I walk upstairs. My family's gonna give me a round of applause. That's what's gonna happen. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, 40 minutes. 40 minutes. Yeah. All right. That is. you are free. You're free to go.
No, this is fun. I just got nothing else to say. We're good. All right. We'll be back next week. Go, Dad. All Dad. Tucker. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Yeah. You're doing it great. All right. We'll talk to everyone next week. Until then, he's for himself.